Hey guys, we're live. Hello, my name is Christian Rada. This is Football Mundial. This is our third episode here. Today we're going to talk about women's rights and like women's sports and how women feel about it all. It's kind of a topic where we can expand upon many events and many different scenarios. So this might get a little interesting. Here we have Vanessa Hurst and Haley Davenport. So Vanessa, tell a little about yourself. What grade you're in? What sports did you play when you were younger, now, and maybe in the future?
Well, I'm a senior in high school. I've run in cross country, track. I play tennis in the spring. And that's pretty much it. That's all about me.
Fantastic. Haley?
I'm a senior in high school. I've played a lot of sports in the past, like basketball and soccer. I did volleyball last year, and I did cross country years previous to that, and track.
Cool beans. All right, so before I start talking and asking you a couple questions, if they come off offending in a way, I'm sorry. It's just the way of wording these questions is a little harder. So at first, I'm just going to ask you, do you think there's any advantages that men have in sports?
Yes.
Okay, Haley, can you expand upon that?
Well, I think they have advantages with, I don't want to like word this wrong, but men are stronger, well, can be stronger than women, have like more adrenaline and stuff. And men's sports get paid and watched more than women's sports do. So
physically, they're a little bit of advantage, but.
And income wise.
Okay. And Vanessa, how do you feel? Do you think that men do actually have an advantage? Now we're just talking about, I know she mentioned a little about income-wise and like financially, but more of like physically, like are the way their mentality of playing the game.
I don't believe their mentality is better. I mean, the way that people play is if you think you can do it. So let's say if you work as hard as you can, you'll be able to do whatever you want.
Okay. So it's more mentality-based. So there's an equal in mentality, but.
Well, there should be an equal mentality.
Okay.
I mean, people, if you think you can do it, then you can do it. But okay. Other people think that since men are the people, they believe that men are the people that should be doing the sports and women should stay at home and just watch.
I think that men are built differently than women are, so they have, like, an advantage that way. They're always going to be, like, taller, bigger. But if a woman wants to play a sport, which is known to be a male sport, I believe they should be able to do that, and they can if they work hard enough.
Okay. So when playing against a male in sports, like I know, Haley, you said soccer, or just like tracker in general, do you feel like you need to somewhat like prove yourself to them?
Yeah.
So why is that, Vanessa?
I just think men think there's some... I mean, not all men, but there are some men that believe that they're superior to women and women should just stay feminine, and like they believe that playing a sport makes women more masculine somehow. Okay. Like you shouldn't play a sport. Okay. Like when I play anything against a guy, I kind of feel like I have to either try twice as hard to kind of just say that I'm good at this, like I'm just as good as you when okay. I do this.
Okay. And Haley, how about you? I feel like that too, like in sports. I personally play soccer in the Dome, and it's a co-ed league. This is the first couple the last 2 years is the first time I've actually played in a co-ed league, and I feel like girls play a lot harder than guys. They hit harder, they come at you harder. I remember I have bruises up to my legs because of how bad girls hit you. It's just like I'm like thinking, oh, what the heck? Why are they hitting me so hard? But then I thought about it, and I talked to other teammates before, and they said, like, it's because they think that they need to prove themselves. And yeah. I just don't understand why people have that mentality nowadays, you know?
I think women have to work harder to prove themselves. When it comes to anything, really, in the work, like,
and like in the workforce, yeah.
Like, in sports, just, like, we've worked for the right to vote. We've worked for so much, and that we have to work harder to prove ourselves is kind of sad, because it's just, like, the stereotype, like, men are always going to be stronger, faster, but, like, we can do the same thing.
See, that's an interesting point. Like, I know now, aside from the sports world, like, why, why is there a difference in pay between women and men? Like, you're doing the same job, and so it's not now, it's not in the fact that, like, it's, like, naturally or scientific, like, men are bigger or whatever.
Yeah.
It's more of, like, if you're doing the same job, you know? So, like, how do you feel when you see these huge differences in pay, like, pay grade?
Well, it's obviously not fair.
Right.
I mean, if I'm doing a good enough job as a guy, or even better, I should be able to get more pay or the same amount of pay. Like, I'm saying, if I do a really good job,
mm-hmm.
and a guy slacks off, doesn't do his job, but he still gets more money than me, even though I'm trying so much harder than him at the same job, why should he be getting more money for not doing anything?
No, I completely understand that.
Yeah, it's actually kind of aggravating. Like,
I just think it should be based on what your ability is, like how much you try, and what your worth ethic is.
I completely agree that. Personally, I work in a place where it's based off on tips, so it's equal pay no matter what. But it's just like we're both doing the same work. It's not like we're doing anything different from each other, you know? We take the same education too, you know? So, when watching sports, what genders do you watch?
Well, to be honest, there's mostly male sports. You don't see many professional women's sports on television or hear much about them because
men's sports are more endorsed.
And why is definitely. That? Why do you think that?
I think it's just because how the world used to be before men are just seen as superior.
Yeah.
And just when men play sports, it's seen as more important than if a woman tried it.
But it's the same sport in general, yeah. You know? Okay. Do you think, like, the pay kind of ties in with that, too? Like, I know a lot of like, viewing-wise, do you think, like, how would I word this? Do you think that, like, sponsorships on, like, TV, like, the way they advertise it on TV affects that? Or do you think it's just the competition?
What do you mean?
Like, or so say, for example, they advertise... Alright, so say, for example, the NBA. You know there's the Women's League for basketball as well, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, how they talk about the NBA constantly on TV?
Yeah.
Do you think women's sports are not getting as advertised as much?
Yes.
That's why, like, they're not?
When you say the NBA, I just automatically think of...
Boys,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, if you had the option to watch a women's basketball compared to the NBA, what would you prefer?
I don't really prefer one over the other. I mean, for school, you see the varsity men's basketball games, and everyone goes to those. Women's basketball games... Here, not so much. Like, you hear more about the men or guy sport way more than the women's sport. I'd go to either because they're both equally as competitive, both the same exact sport. I think the only difference is why that men's sports are advertised more is just the way the world's been brought up. It's the way it's been endorsed, like Nessa said, I guess.
Yeah. You know what I which is funny to see? I personally think that, like, with the coming of the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, a lot of people are watching both genders, and they don't care. They're just enjoying the sport for what it is. And I think you can see, like, the advertising. They advertise them both, like, as equal, you know? Yeah. And, like, I feel like that kind of war plays are shadows to what we see now.
But the Olympics aren't an everyday thing.
Exactly.
They're just a once-a-year thing.
Yeah.
So what do you think, how do you think we can improve on that? So women can be more appreciated for how they feel. Or how they play.
I think they should definitely write more stories about women who have overcome so much to get where they are. Because I know, like, little girls today, like, they don't see as much, like, empowering women
mm-hmm.
as they should, you know? They're kind of scared to do sports that are mostly guy, oriented, the majority. Yeah. I mean, my sister wanted to join baseball, but she's not allowed to join baseball because there's baseball and softball.
But those even are though, not the same. Listen, even they're though they're two different. Completely different sports. Even though people don't, yeah, I have.
But like, why? Why can't she play baseball? Because she's a female? That doesn't make her.
Because she's not allowed to play with guys. They think that she's not equal to them.
The same.
That's what they think.
She could play the same or better, but they don't give her the chance. They don't even let her try out, so that's not fair.
It says in the handbook that she's not allowed to.
I think I think, yeah, I know for
and
the...
And guys cannot join softball, which isn't fair either. I think that should change. I believe that everybody should be equal in joining whatever sport they feel like joining.
But there are guys softball leagues, but no girls baseball leagues.
I feel like men are also shunned by it, too. Because I know, yeah. Like, I know as, like, a for... like, and not to be, like, rude about it, but, like, as a joke, me and my friend wanted to do, like, field hockey. Mm-hmm. But, and then we got into it, and we're like, oh, actually, field hockey seems pretty fun. I'd love to play it. Then when we started talking about it to people, it was just like, I don't know. It's kind of like people, not crap. In lack of a better words, they crapped on us.
Yeah, and it's not fair. It's not. Like, you should be able to do whatever you want to do.
Right. It's a masculinity thing, you know?
I think people guys just have that mentality.
Some guys don't want to know the fact that girls can play a sport better or even equally as them, and they don't want to have to know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely understand.
And I guess, like, some, like, if you talk to a girl about joining, like, a girl majority sport, I mean, I guess it could seem like you're taking away from them. Mm-hmm. But still, everybody should be able to do whatever sport they
You know, to like think doing. Of it, since we're considered like a world of we're fighting for equality for gender, race, and all that stuff, we
our
have...
Our world's
like,
not perfect.
Right.
I mean, we're trying to fix it, but some people just don't want it back to the way it was, and that's not going to happen.
Okay. So I'm just going to... Thank you, ladies, for that. But so I'm just going to ask a couple, like, soccer questions, because this is a soccer podcast, you kind of have to. I know you guys aren't favorites of soccer, but it does have ties to your...
Soccer's
your,
fun.
It is? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Soccer nice, is... It's just I don't...
It's not your forte. I get that. Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going to tie it in with the women's national team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're so good. I cannot lie. They're amazing. You hear that they win the World Cups for their gender and all that stuff. But they don't get paid the same amount. How do you feel about that?
So they don't... Even though they're winning, they don't
they're
get
winning.
Paid.
And the United States team, they stink. I'm not going to lie. They,
for
they
the guys?
Yeah, they didn't qualify for the World Cup this year.
And women's they still don't get paid.
And they get paid almost triple the amount of a
women's
woman.
Women's soccer can be just as interesting as men's soccer.
I think it's more interesting, personally.
It's very competitive, very aggressive, but... People choose to watch the male soccer, pay males more because
that's the way the world is.
It's not fair.
It's just the people in power. Like, honestly, like, they won't change anything because they're all mostly men.
Yeah. There's no so even women. For, like, sports sponsorships like Nike, you don't see a lot of women sponsorships, right? No. Like, no? And, like, do you get mad at that? Do you guys personally have, like, a role model woman that you guys look up to in the sports world?
Definitely, like, Serena Williams.
Oh, the tennis player, right?
Yes.
Yes. She's really... I play tennis.
Her sister are amazing.
Yeah, they're both really good. But, like, if you think about it, there's not a lot of women's sports.
Yeah, like, you have to think about it.
Yeah, like, if I could... I think of men, I could... Like, Michael Jordan, LeBron... I can go... They can write you a whole list.
Yeah, there's so many big names.
But, like, when I feel like I... When I talk to a girl who's devoted to one sport, I don't know a single thing. Like, I don't know any, like, top one. I can know some girl famous soccer players, but, like, outside of that, like, only Serena Williams, I don't know anything.
That's because you love soccer, though. I don't love basketball, but I still can name male basketball players, and I can't name a single woman. And that's not because I choose to watch male basketball over women's. That's just because they're advertised more. You hear about them all the time, and there's barely anything said about good woman basketball players, good woman soccer.
It's kind of demeaning, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, we're running cut out of time. I know you guys both have to go. So I'd like to thank you guys for this interesting debate. I hope you guys enjoyed it. How do you feel about your first podcast ever?
It was fine.
Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed. So if you guys want to just say bye, just like, bye guys.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everyone. Adios. This is Football Mundial. This is our third episode. I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you. Signing out.